This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. In a major boost to the border infrastructure, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today virtually inaugurated and dedicated to the nation 75 infrastructure projects constructed by Border Roads Organisation, BRO, at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states and union territories, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. In the virtual inauguration ceremony, the Defence Minister said, after NDA government came into power, the North East and border states have been brought back to the mainstream of development. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar greeted countrymen on the festival of Vijayadashmi. RSS Chief Dr. Mohan Bhagwat has lamented atrocities against women, saying the shameful and disgraceful incident at RG Kaur Hospital in Kolkata is a result of the nexus between crime and politics. Dr. Bhagwat was addressing the main function of Vijayadashmi in Nagpur this morning to mark the 99th Foundation Day of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh. He also underlined the need for inculcation of cultural values from educational institutions. The centre has released the first instalment of the 15th Finance Commission grants for the ongoing financial year to the rural local bodies in Andhra Pradesh and Rajasthan. Panchayati Raj Ministry said that Andhra Pradesh has received united grants close to 396 crore rupees and tied grants around 593 crore rupees. Government has said that there is no change in the rules governing the sale and distribution of emergency contraceptive pill brands and they will continue to be available without a prescription. Sources in Central Drug Standard Control Organization said that certain media reports have misinterpreted proposal for change in rules regarding prescription requirement for hormonal contraceptives. A high-level inquiry has been ordered into the train accident which took place at Kavarapettai near Gumidipundi in the Chennai division of Southern Railway last night. Mysore Darbhanga Bagmati Express was passing Puneri when the train rammed into a stationary goods train. Though there were no casualties, 16 passengers injured in the accident are under treatment at various hospitals. The registration process for Prime Minister Internship Scheme 2024 will begin from 5 p.m. today, announced earlier in this year's budget. This initiative offers 12-month internships to help young people gain hands-on experience in real-life business environments. India has called upon the government of Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of all minorities and their places of worship, especially during festival time. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry has expressed serious concern over the attack on a puja mandap in Tanti Bazar, Dhaka and the theft at the revered Jeshureshwari Kali Temple at Sathkhira. The United States has announced sanctions targeting Iran's energy trade in light of the missile attacks launched by the country against Israel. The U.S. Treasury and State Department announced the sanctions yesterday. The U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has said that the U.S. is taking measures to disrupt the flow of revenue that Iran uses to fund its nuclear program. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International in Hyderabad this evening. With a 2-0 lead in the three-match series, India will be looking to continue their dominant form and secure a clean sweep against their neighbours. The men in blue defeated Bangladesh by 86 runs in the second T20 International in Delhi. And India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert in 8 districts of Kerala today, indicating the possibility of isolated heavy rainfall. The weather office said light to medium rainfall is very likely in the remaining 8 districts and in Lakshadweep. IMD has also forecast heavy rainfall over parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Maharashtra, Gujarat and South Interior Karnataka in the next 4 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.